Patient name Justin, that's J-U-S-T-I-N, last name DeLeon, that's D-E-L-E-O-N. Date of birth 5/15/08, date of service 3/11/24. This is a 15-year-old young man. He's here with complaint of sore throat. He's had a few chills over the last few days, cold sweats. He says it hurts to swallow at times. Yesterday he had some nausea as well. Period to paragraph. No other issues, no diarrhea, no stomach cramping, no stomach ache, period in a paragraph. Fevers, none to speak of, period in a paragraph. Blood pressure 126/67, pulse 98, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98%, current weight 300 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history none, surgical history none, social history, lives with mom and dad and sibling. Labs today include a flu test, a strep test, and a COVID test. They were all three negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He looks well to me today. No distress whatsoever. Eyes, pupils are equal round. Ears within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, some very mild erythema. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen is morbidly obese, soft, non-tender, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. Seasonal allergies, acute pharyngitis, patient will receive Zyrtec 10 milligrams a day on a daily basis. He's going to monitor his symptoms. Of course, he can return to clinic or call if needed, period, paragraph. I've explained his symptoms are probable viral in nature, and he should get home and get a lot of rest and plenty of fluids. And he's on spring break now. He has the opportunity to achieve a lot of rest, which I've encouraged him to do so. He can return to clinic or call if needed. Period, new paragraph, next patient. Patient named Dolores. Dolores, last name McAdams, M-C-A-D-A-M-S, date of birth 1/5/45, date of service 3/11/24. This is a 79-year-old female patient. She is here today with a sinus infection, so she states. She has a post-nasal drip, causes her to cough, also has a mild sore throat from this. Period, new paragraph, she states it's hard for her to sleep at night because of the cough. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 146/75, pulse 78, respiration 20, temperature 98.6, oxygenation 97%, current weight 143, allergies to aspirin, current medication none, medical history, acid reflux, surgical history, hysterectomy, rotator cuff surgery, a back surgery as well. She seems to be doing well with all those. Social history, non-smoker, non-drinker, labs today, none, x-rays, none, period, to paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She continually winds up clearing her throat throughout the exam today due to the post-nasal drip. Eyes, pupils are equal and round, ears are within normal limits, a bit cloudy on bilaterally, however, landmarks are visible, period, in the paragraph, oral pharyngeal area, very mild erythema, post-nasal drip, identified, her phlegm seems to be thicker, she states, and it is green in color, period, in the paragraph, neck is soft, no lipodynopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear throughout. I've paid special attention to her lungs, and there are no adventitious sounds. Totally normal. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis. Patient will receive Rocephin and dexamethasone as injections to be followed by a Z-Pak and a Metrol dose pack. Period. New paragraph. Cough. Bromfed DM 10 ml 4 times daily, PRN cough, number 240 ml, period, new paragraph. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor her symptoms, and she can always return to clinic or call me if needed.